This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late fall. I used to know a woodsman by the name of Vern Hogans, a hunter and fisherman. One July, we were talking about the weather, and I was wondering what the winter ahead would bring. He told me that he'd noticed the groundhog's fur was getting rich and heavy. Oh, it's gonna be a cold winter, he predicted. A few weeks later, he took me out to a woodlot north of town. I'll show you the bark on the trees, he said. They'll tell you something, too. He brought me to a hickory tree. Now you see how tight that bark is? He put his hand to the trunk and he stroked it. See, it's airtight. You can't pull off one piece. He told me how the trees loosen up and shed in the spring, just like a snake sheds his skin. If winter's gonna be cold, he says, they drop the old bark early. And if the winter's gonna be warm, the bark comes loose late and it stays loose. But you can see how this bark here is, he said, tight as can be. We went by elms and oaks. Hogan's touched them all. He stopped and checked a green ash. Boy, he's tight, ain't he? He said. And this one's a cottonwood. You see now, he's well sealed and thick. The trees, they put on deep coats for winter, just like animals. Indeed, that winter was a bitter one. Unfortunately, Vern has been gone now for quite a while, and I'm still trying to get the hang of the tree bark thing. That and the National Weather Service has not decided whether the wicked La Nina will return again this year to bring us snow and ice. Who's to say what the months ahead will bring? This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late fall. In the meantime, find a tree, any tree. Check out its bark. If you know what it's saying, let me know.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at WISO.org.